Hello, Alaska. This is Pat Race.
And this is Matt Buxton.
And this is a podcast about Alaska. All right, here we are. This is our last episode of Hello, Alaska. Episode 100 on this timeline.
Yeah, I guess our next episode will be the episode of Hello Alaska with Matt and Pat.
Yeah, we're gonna reboot
Hamp
as part of. I do not like that. HAMP. I like with the little tiny W in there. Hello Alaska with Matt and Pat. Hump.
Oh yeah.
HAWMP. Hump. I'm a hump.
Hump.
But So this it's our last episode as hobby podcaster, rugged individualists, and we're gonna go and try and do something with the current. And I hope people will make the jump with us and come over and listen to the new podcast. I think it's going to be great. We've got an editor on board who will probably do a much better job than I've done. And we've got, it's nice to have a little bit of editorial support. So
yeah,
we'll have a little bit more time to put into it. Hopefully we'll have some more researched episodes, some more deep dive episodes. And I'm excited to make them just more frequently.
And just more episodes.
More
right?
Episodes. Yeah.
Like, this is fun. It's been fun. You know, we've had meetings every couple of days for the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and catching up on these podcasts, and it's just been really like revitalizing. I think it's sort of fulfilling for me to be talking and thinking about all these new things, and been back on Twitter or not back on Twitter, excuse me, back on Blue Sky, being like more obsessive about live tweeting stuff, and that's all been really fun. And so now I just need to go write a bunch of newsletters because I'm getting behind on those. So I'm really excited to have like just more hands working on this, because I think this is a show and a project that we have been really excited about for a long time.
Yeah. I just opened my email and like looked for some references to that, and I found an email I wrote to Marion back in October of 2015. I've been talking to Matt Buxton. We're going to start a podcast. I'm excited about it.
So is that, when was that?
This is October 2015.
Okay. So Pat and I and this podcast really kind of came about in, I guess, the shadow of the former governor Bill Walker's sort of meeting on the Hill.
So we went to Fairbanks together. When Walker became governor, he got a whole bunch of Alaskans together and he said, hey, we're going to put you all in a bottle and shake it up and see what happens. We all went to Fairbanks on the campus of UAF and had a bunch of meetings. And it was very interesting and enlightening. And I think that there was kind of leaders from every sector in Alaska there.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of gave me like a lot of... you know, that sort of feeling that you, I think, get when you read the Constitutional Convention minutes, right? I think that there was a sort of excitement that we are, that there was from the sort of cross-pollination of everybody and all these ideas. And it was really, you know, we were in the wake or in the face of oil prices collapsing. You know, Governor Walker came in with pretty rough everything, right?
Yeah.
And so we were all these talks about making major cuts, making major sort of reductions, really sort of like existential questions for everybody. And I think that it was this idea of like, you know, it's just this idea that I think we talk about a lot when we talk about policy is like, what kind of Alaska do we want? You know, I think that we talk a lot about, you know, this fiscal plan and all that sort of stuff. And it like kind of is sort of short, you know, skipping the step of like, well, what do we want to be on the end of it? Right. Like what we want to be on the end of it really determines the decisions we make. And so we had all these sessions. I was there as a reporter, right? I wasn't there, you know, putting stickers on anything, but I thought it was really interesting to be watching. Yeah. These like kind of cross-pollinating discussions. There was, you know, talk about reserve taxes, I think was a big one it was interesting to see where, you know, you'd be able to put tax these companies for basically not producing the revenue that they have the lease exclusive leases for. But yeah, all these like sort of interesting questions that I think really haven't percolated or in any sort of legislative way that since then. So,
well, I mean, we've got a little bit of a cork in the stopper there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if I have anything to add to that. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I got to put stickers on things. That was cool. I guess the thing I would like to say is that I would love for that to happen again.
Yes.
I think that whoever's the next governor needs to have some kind of event or series of events and really tap into the knowledge that's here, because I think that that's the biggest thing that we've missed in the last 8 years is a governor who respects and cares for the opinion of the people that he governs. And like we have just had this guy in here that, you know, thinks he's got the right idea and everyone else is going to just come along with it. And doesn't communicate, doesn't put any forethought into it. Yeah. And anyways, we got to do something different.
And I think too, you know, politics has changed a lot since then.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we've had a much more sustained and lasting rise of bipartisanship in Alaska. Like back then, you know, the idea that we had this sort of like centrist bipartisan governor was sort of a novelty at that point. But, you know, now since then we've had, you know, our legislature has been more bipartisan than not. And, you know, we've had legislators that are much more, you know, empowered to be sort of centrist than they once were. You know, you have Representative Chuck Kopp, you have Senator Kathy Geisel. You know, those are two people who are very different back when Walker was in office than they are now. And I think that, you know, some of those discussions, especially around oil development, you know, the level that the state gets for its oil development, I think it would be really interesting to have again now where, you know, people's minds have changed so much, I think. I think that this sort of real, like, beholden nature to the oil industry has really changed now. I think that people are really seeing, you know, finally kind of connecting the dots that people have been saying forever, is that having this sort of disconnected system really doesn't help us. So I think that there's a lot of interest there. I think that, you know, the income tax has more momentum than it has ever had, which is not just is a low bar, but I think that people recognize that we need to be investing in ourselves and making these sort of like, you know, real meaningful investments in infrastructure and education and schools, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think that we're at a, this is a big election. This is going to be a big year, and the decisions we make are going to impact us for a long time after this. There's a lot of big things and it feels very pivotal. I don't know. I guess if you're a person out there who takes the time to listen to civics podcasts, you're probably also the kind of person that's getting involved in these issues and really cares about outcomes and cares about the state. And so thanks for listening and thanks for being here with us and thinking through all this. You know, feel free to, as we get into this new shape of this new thing, feel free to grab us and let us know what is and isn't working. And thanks for all your support and thanks for listening.
All right.
Goodbye, Alaska.
Goodbye.